Discerning Hearts presents How to Pray, A Practical Guide to the Spiritual Life by David Torkington. In this chapter, David reflects on childlike simplicity. Unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Jesus Christ, from Matthew chapter 18, verse 3. The spiritual life is so simple that you need the simplicity of a little child to see it. There is only one thing that is necessary, and that is love. Not our love of God, but His love of us.
The spiritual life seems to have become so complicated over the years that you almost feel you need a couple of degrees in theology just to understand it, before you can even attempt to live it. Yet it is essentially simple, so simple that you need the simplicity of a child to see it. You see, there's only one thing necessary, and that is love. Not our love of God, but His love of us. In other words, Christianity is not primarily concerned with detailing the perfect moral behavior that we see embodied in Christ's life, and then trying to copy it virtue by virtue in our lives. That's Stoicism, not Christianity. Furthermore, it's doomed to failure. That is why Epictetus, the founder of Stoicism, once said, "Show me the Stoic if you know one. You will show me thousands who speak like Stoics, but let my old age gaze upon one, for I've never seen one." Christianity is primarily concerned with teaching us how to turn and open ourselves to receive the Holy Spirit who filled our Lord Jesus Christ. The more we are filled with His love, then the easier it is to return it in kind, as the divine fuses and then strengthens human love so that it can reach up to God and then out to others. Then and only then are we able to love God with our whole hearts and minds and with our whole beings, and to love our neighbors as Christ loves us. The trouble is we make the same mistake with Christ as we make with the saints. We read their lives backwards. We read about their rigorous asceticism, their superhuman sacrifices, and their heroic virtue. And we believe that the only way we can be like them is to do likewise. If we only read their lives forwards instead of backwards, then we'd see that they were only capable of doing the seemingly impossible because they first received the power to do it in prayer. If we try to be and do what they did without first receiving what they received, then our brave attempts will inevitably end in disaster. True imitation of Christ, or any of the saints for that matter, means firstly copying the way that they did all in their power to receive the Holy Spirit who inspired them. That is essentially all we have to do. That is why the spiritual life is so simple, if we only had the simplicity of a child to see it.
You've been listening to David Torkington and How to Pray, A Practical Guide to the Spiritual Life. For more episodes in this series, visit discerninghearts.com, or you can find it in our free Discerning Hearts app or on many other streaming platforms.